The home that Nancy Allinger and Dwayne Bash built south of Rochester, New York, sits well back from the highway. It's on top of a grassy slope at the end of a long gravel driveway. You can hear the field crickets and the wind. You can also see right away that this medium-sized ranch house is different. There are three solar panel arrays on the roof. There's a small windmill on a 45-foot pole in the backyard. And there are the bills from the local utilities, Niagara Mohawk and Rochester Gas and Electric.
The last month here, I think this is our last bill, our total RG&E bill was $7.67. And our NIMO bill was $12.19, and that is just a standard service charge that we have to pay to be connected to the utility company. We don't use any of their electricity, as you can see.
Nancy Allinger visualized this house 6 years ago while taking a class on alternative home design. It's both an active and a passive solar home. Active solar means it generates its own electricity and hot water. Passive solar means it captures and holds on to the heat of the sun. Bash says a passive solar house has much more insulation than usual and a design with lots of big windows that face south.
They're specifically designed to allow sunlight to come through the windows, hit the masonry materials, be it the floor tiles, the brick that we've used as the wall partitions and things like that, and to warm those materials up. And then the windows don't let that infrared, in essence, radiation back out the windows. It keeps it inside.
The Allinger Bash House uses natural gas for cooking and for supplemental hot water, and they use two high-efficiency wood stoves for extra heat on cloudy winter days. Hot water and electricity come from the active solar part of the house. Dwayne Bash is an engineer and a patent attorney. He calls this part of the house his tinker toy.
It's about 1,000 watts of electricity that can be generated out of those panels, and that comes into a control system that's out in the garage. We've got a battery bank where we store any excess electricity that we're not using at the time. And then we can draw off that at night, for example, when the sun goes down.
There's not much inside the Allinger and Bash house to indicate the unorthodox electrical system, but there are conservation measures, and Nancy Allinger says they'll save you money even if you don't live in a solar house.
This television or any appliances that are always like instant on, they always draw a little bit of electricity even when they're not on. We put them all in switched outlets, so we cut off that the electricity draw when they're not being used. If you look in the kitchen, the microwave and the stove, none of them have digital clocks or any kind of digital functions that will always draw electricity when they're on.
Allinger and Bash first planned to supplement their photovoltaic electric system with commercial power on cloudy days and in the winter. But a year after they moved in with their two sons, they put up a windmill. It's small, and its steady sound is loudest in the backyard. The additional 900 kilowatts the windmill generates in a decent breeze means they haven't needed electricity from their local utility in more than 3 years. They proudly show off their new electric meter. It was replaced by puzzled utility workers who thought it was broken. The new meter's hands remain at zero. Nancy Allinger says there have been few lifestyle changes to accommodate the solar house. She finds it to be a good parenting tool for her 9- and 13-year-old boys.
They do have to moderate their use of energy in the winter, which has actually been a very positive thing. The television maybe can't be on as much, and so we have to turn that off, and they have to limit perhaps their computer game playing time or that evil thing, that PlayStation. But as a parent, I find it a wonderful tool to say, I'm sorry, you can't play those games today because we don't have enough electricity. Go read a book.
Nancy Allinger and Dwayne Bash built their solar home 5 years ago. They estimate construction costs at about $78 a square foot for the passive solar design, and that's comparable to an ordinary home in their area. They invested about $22,000 plus labor in the solar power systems and in the windmill. They say prices have come down since then. They got a tax credit from New York State for installing solar generating equipment, and they also have lunch money utility bills as gas and electric prices reach historic highs this winter. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bud Lowell.